Hezbollah rockets landed all across northern Israel Wednesday, falling as far south as the city of Beit Sha'an, south of the Sea of Galilee along Israel's border with Jordan, 70 kilometers south of the Lebanese border. The rocket attacks came as thousands of Israeli ground troops are battling Hezbollah militants inside southern Lebanon. Israel has also resumed airstrikes across Lebanon after suspending most strikes for 48 hours when more than 50 Lebanese civilians, many of them children, were killed in an Israeli strike against the town of Qana Sunday. Prime Minister Olmert said Wednesday that Israel will keep fighting in Lebanon until international peacekeepers arrive there to take up positions previously occupied by Hezbollah militants.
Israel will stop fighting when the international force will be present in the south part of Lebanon. We can't stop before it, because if there will not be presence of a very effective, robust military international force, Hezbollah will be there, and we will have achieved nothing. Therefore, this is really the most important, significant line where from we can think of ceasefire.
Israeli leaders say they think a ceasefire can be reached within weeks. However, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said Tuesday she believes a ceasefire could be reached within days. American officials say they expect the U.N. Security Council to take action this week on an international peacekeeping force. European Union foreign ministers have pledged to support a peacekeeping force by supplying troops. They also called for an immediate end to hostilities. Meanwhile, Israeli commandos returned to their bases early Wednesday following a raid on the eastern Lebanese city Baalbek near the Syrian border. Baalbek is about 100 kilometers north of the Litani River, which Israel describes as the northern boundary in its current campaign to drive Hezbollah militants out of southern Lebanon. Israel says several Hezbollah militants were captured in the raid, in which Israeli forces also destroyed an Iranian-built hospital, as well as several bridges near the historic city. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.